Alicia, introduce yourself.
Very strong suggestion.
Next up here all day, man.
Welcome to our new member. Get started. I promise this will not take too long. This is a request for public hearing for horseshoe crabs. We're going to do a brief overview today, but we do have an industry meeting scheduled for the 27th, so we'll be taking these issues to them as well and then coming back to you with more detail next month. A little bit of brief background on horseshoe crab management over the last 2 years. It is a state-by-state quota system. Our quota has been 152,495 horseshoe crabs. That quota was exceeded for the first time in 2009. In the season since, we have done several suites of conservation measures to prevent any future overages. Some of those are listed below. We have a license and permit moratoria for new entrants that was established May 1st, 2011, and a fishery control date established December 31st of 2010. A recent Addendum 7 was passed to the Horseshoe Crab Management Plan that becomes effective January 1st, 2013. On that, it adopts the Adaptive Resource Management Model for horseshoe crabs in the Delaware Bay region. Our portion, Virginia's portion of the Delaware Bay region, is just that area east of the Coleraig line. The latest model output allows for a 500,000 male-only horseshoe crab harvest over the entire Delaware Bay region. With the allocation, Virginia receives an additional allowance based on the portion of our crabs that are assumed that are not of Delaware Bay origin. So our adjusted quota east of the Coleraig line will be 81,331 male horseshoe crabs, male only in that portion. And because of that extra allowance, we actually get a 13% increase to our total quota. So our 2013 quota is expected to be 172,828 horseshoe crabs, and we will receive official notification planned before your next meeting. A few of the issues, other issues that we have with the season, with a horseshoe crab fishery, our licensing system is pretty complex and it can be confusing. Our license categories don't necessarily align with our quota allocation types. We allocate our quota by gear type. Our licenses have sort of evolved over time based on different types of gear and different types of harvest. So our current proposal is actually taking our current license categories and aligning them with our current gear allocation, so that instead of having a few different types of licenses that can harvest different trip limits with the same gear, we propose to have a simplified license program that aligns our gear categories with the license categories. Everybody within that license would have the same landing limit. What we do not propose to change is the allocation that was determined between staff and industry in the last few years. With that, there's some gear-specific limitations that we would need to make to sort of align that with our current regulations. Part of that is our other gear category, which pretty much is our catch-all for anything left over that isn't specified. We suggest that entire gear category to be 250 horseshoe crabs per day. Reason being is that it's primarily taken by gillnet, and we have a provision that requires gillnets to be limited to 250 horseshoe crabs per day. Our harvest east of the Coleraig line would be limited to trawl and dredge fisheries only. Those are the gear types that are generally in that area, and by just limiting that by those gear types, we're simplifying our regulation quite a bit. We are also proposing to examine our landing limit for the trawl gear quota. They have a relatively small quota of just over 20,000 horseshoe crabs, but a high landing limit. Not very many maximum trips can be taken with that. So we propose to advertise and examine a range of limits to be looked at the next meeting, at the industry meeting. Something else we've been looking at is a limited entry program. One problem in our horseshoe crab fishery is that we have overcapacity. If all of our eligible harvesters landed in one day, we could take over 60% of the quota in a single day, which could blow our individual gear quotas out in a single day and blow our total fishery quota in 2 days. Our industry members have actually called and requested limited entry in several different forms over the last few years, most of the time because of problems with very short seasons and just there being too many harvesters, particularly in the Chincoteague area. We have our previously established control date. We have our moratorium on new entrants. Staff's proposal for a first step is to reduce the number of licenses to only those who are eligible and who have reported harvest prior to our established control date, or those who previously qualified based on other qualifications for our horseshoe crab endorsement license and restricted horseshoe crab endorsement license. With this proposal, 45 individuals would be denied entry to the fishery out of about 106. Other proposed changes, like Mr. Bender was mentioning, transferability. We have no provision whatsoever for license transfers in this fishery, even in the case of death. Staff proposes to allow transfers, but limiting to similar criteria that you've seen in other fisheries, significant hardship on the basis of health or calls to active military duty, and death of a permitted harvester where you could transfer to an immediate family member. Agent use is another issue that has recently come up during this last season. It was first noted in 2012 in the hand harvest fishery, and it's a problem for law enforcement, particularly in that fishery. However, it's used frequently in the trawl and dredge fisheries, so staff proposes to limit that to just the trawl and dredge fisheries only. Our final item is our landing limit reduction triggers. This is currently in our regulation to allow us to reduce our reduction triggers as we get close to the end of our quota. That helps us to slow down harvest so that we can just have better ability to track that right to 100% and not go over our quota. However, the way it's written, it only allows us to do that when we reach 80% of our total fishery quota. We need the flexibility to be able to do that within each gear category. For instance, this year, our other gear category closed very early. We weren't anywhere near the 80% total fishery quota, but we were, obviously, we actually were slightly over our other fishery quota this year because we couldn't reduce that earlier. Staff recommendation is to advertise for a December public hearing to establish a male-only quota east of the Colregs line of 81,331 horseshoe crabs, establish the 2013 statewide quota as 172,828 horseshoe crabs, modify the licensing system to align horseshoe crab licenses by gear type, establish methods that limit horseshoe crab licenses by harvest activity prior to the control date of December 31st, 2010, provide transferability of horseshoe crab licenses for only health or medical hardships, military service hardships, or death of an immediate family member, restrict agent use to trawl and dredge gear licenses only, and to establish new gear-specific landing limits and triggers needed to monitor quotas effectively. Once again, we will have that industry meeting November 27th and report back to you at the next meeting.
Very good. Questions of Alicia? Joe?
You said that, unless I didn't hear correctly, east of the Colregs line, you want to do mail only?
Yes, that's part of Addendum 7.
Okay.
The ARM model recommended a 500,000 male-only harvest for the entire region.
Okay. I was wondering why there was no females involved in it.
That's an ASMSC mandate.
Correct.
Male only.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Okay.
Yeah.
As far as advertising for the December 10th hearing, is that a sufficient time period to run the advertisements?
Yeah, we've.
So.
That's
weeks
why we
or
set
is it
the
a
month.
Day.
15 days.
Okay. And the fact that we have an industry meeting scheduled in there, I think, makes it work too. Because staff's going to strive to come back with a clear picture of what industry wants on each one of these items. Ms. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be recusing myself on this vote, but I just want to acknowledge the fact that the staff, I think, has done a very great job of trying to meet with this industry over the last several years, at least on an annual basis and sometimes more frequently, to try to address the issues and really forge the evolution of the fishery in a way that makes it more manageable. And they've really been over backwards, I think, to meet the needs of the fishery with these different license categories. And it is quite complex, but it is a diverse fishery. And also just want to acknowledge the work that the commissioner's done at the ASMSC level to represent the state on this fishery. So thank you.
Any further questions, comments? Any objection to proceeding with a public hearing on these issues? Seeing none, the hearing is so ordered.